The order of the night of Pesach brings with it a flow of holiness that affects the whole year. And Pesach allows us to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a level of Adam HaRishon, the way Adam did before his transgressions. So when we eat matzah, for example, matzah arouses a person to connect to Hashem through simplicity. Whereas on a daily basis, man has all kinds of desires. On Pesach, he's taking the simplest of food, flour and water, and he's saying, this is my great mitzvah. And that allows him throughout the year to overcome his desires for food and for other desires. It allows him to sense what it's like to live a life of simplicity and purity and connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam without desires, and that affects his whole year. A person senses a connection on Pesach and eating the matzah that's going to be with him the whole year and allow him to rise the whole year. And if he connects appropriately to that, then it will arouse him to the point where he won't want to veer from the path of Hashem, even on a small thing throughout the year. So the feeling of I'm no longer a slave to my desires, I'm a slave to Hashem, that's a feeling that gets aroused on Pesach when we eat the simple food of the matzah, the mitzvah of the night. And every aspect of the night helps us redeem ourselves, free ourselves on different levels of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're out of time. B'ezrat Hashem next year.